This is VOA News. I'm Laurel Bowman. Hamas says it has approved a ceasefire deal for Gaza put forward by Qatari and Egyptian mediators. The latest framework calls for the release of some hostages in exchange for a temporary ceasefire and the release of some Palestinian prisoners. But an Israeli official said the proposal that Hamas had accepted was a softened version of an Egyptian proposal, which included far-reaching conclusions that Israel could not accept. Russia's defense ministry says it plans to hold drills simulating the use of tactical nuclear weapons. VOA's Tommy McNeil reports.
The announcement Monday came days after the Kremlin reacted angrily to comments by senior Western officials about the war in Ukraine. The ministry says the drills are in response to provocative statements and threats of certain Western officials regarding the Russian Federation. It was the first time that Russia has publicly announced drills involving tactical nuclear weapons, though its strategic nuclear forces regularly hold exercises. Tactical nuclear weapons have a lower yield compared to massive warheads that arm intercontinental ballistic missiles intended to obliterate entire cities. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
AP correspondent Karen Chalmers now reports on Chinese President Xi Jinping's visit to France.
As China's president visits Paris, French President Emmanuel Macron sets trade in Ukraine as a top priority. China's president Xi Jinping arrived at the French presidential palace to a warm welcome from President Macron and from a military band outside the Élysée. The two-day state visit is expected to focus on trade disputes over electric cars, cognac, and cosmetics. Macron will also press Xi to use his influence to move Russia towards ending the war in Ukraine. I'm Karen Chamas.
This is VOA News. Several people were trapped after a multi-story building under construction collapsed in the South African city of George, a spokesperson for the municipal government said Monday. There were no immediate reports of fatalities. U.S. President Joe Biden meets Middle East ally Jordan's King Abdullah II at the White House Monday. We'll have more on that in later newscasts. Another gag order violation by former U.S. President and presumed Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump, who is back in court today. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
In his most explicit warning yet, Judge Juan Merchan told Donald Trump that he is seriously considering putting the former president in jail if he continues to violate the gag order in his hush money case. Trump sat forward in his seat, glaring at the judge as he handed down the ruling, a $1,000 fine for comments made in an April 22nd TV interview about the jury's purported political leanings. Afterward, Trump shook his head twice and crossed his arms. That fine on top of the $9,000 from last week. Before the ruling, Trump had this to say entering court.
He's taken away my constitutional right to speak.
The judge found three other comments did not rise to the level of violations. Julie Walker, New York.
Panama's former security minister Jose Raul Mulino has stormed to victory in a presidential poll dominated by his old boss, the popular ex-leader Ricardo Martinelli, who buttressed his campaign despite being holed up in Nicaragua's embassy. Reuters' Ryan Brooks reports.
The president-elect went on to say he would be a pro-business leader and that the Central American country would honor debts to its creditors while also vowing not to forget the poor. Many voters saw Mulino as a proxy for Martinelli, though opponents called him a puppet of the former president. Nicaragua granted Martinelli asylum, but Panamanian authorities have blocked him from leaving the country. Mulino has promised to usher in prosperity through ambitious infrastructure investment and a higher minimum wage, while suggesting he would keep Martinelli out of jail. Mulino will take office on July 1st for a five-year term.
That was Reuters' Ryan Brooks reporting. Boeing Company's new Starliner astronaut capsule is poised for a Monday night launch of its long-delayed inaugural crewed test flight to the International Space Station. 2 years after its first voyage without humans to the orbital laboratory, the gumdrop-shaped vessel with two astronauts aboard was due for liftoff at 10:34 p.m. local time from the U.S. state of Florida. I'm Laurel Bowman for VOA News.